Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John is a certified financial planner. He's an ordained minister. He's a musician. He's a Renaissance man, ladies and gentlemen. The author of Making Mammon Serve You, a biblical manual for money mastery, and a brand new novel, the great American novel he's written. It'll be out later in the year, Fighting Back. He's our good friend John Harrison. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So you have gotten access to the Clinton tax return.
Yes, as many politicians do, they released their returns publicly because it's kind of a rite of passage now. I've never been sure why your tax return is proof that you qualified for an office.
But it's because it's a wedge issue. You know, I'm going to return at least mine, and I'm hoping you won't release yours so I can beat you up about it.
Exactly.
Which is what's happening with Mr. Trump and Ms. Clinton right now.
Yeah, but really what's amazing to me about it, looking at the return a little bit, I've studied it a little bit just looking at the PDF, and there are both political truths and economic truths, financial truths you can find.
How much money did she make last year?
Last year they had $10,745,000 and change in total income.
The two of them?
The two of them.
Right. How do they get by on that, you think?
Oh, it's rough, but you know, if you tighten the belt a little bit, you can
They have to eat fried bologna on Wednesdays or something like that, you think?
Exactly.
Now, I bet there's no ramen noodles in their house.
And what's funny, in 2011, Mitt Romney's return showed that he made $13.69 million.
Right.
And the media presented
disqualified
this
proof him.
That
they
he was out of touch with average people.
They disqualified him for.
And the Clintons earned $10.7 million in 2015, and CNN called their return, quote, middle classy.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Just to give you an idea, median household income.
In case you wonder where the media is. Okay, so what's the first thing we can learn from their return?
Well, one is that you can't trust the mainstream media.
Boy, that's the truth. No, I'm going to stop on that for a second. The main folks, whether you're Republican or Democrat, if you just take off your party hat for a minute, and look at the difference. Look at the double standard. You can't believe. Who could believe that that's good for America? I mean, surely there's something that some politician could do that no one in America would like. And if the media likes them and won't report on that, then we're going to be stuck with that.
Exactly. Exactly.
We can fix everything in the world that has gone wrong in the last 8 years, but we can't fix a corrupt media.
That's right.
We can't fix it. That's the most dangerous thing, in my opinion, that's happened in the last 40 years, is how corrupt the media has become.
Yes, because the media have made it their business to not simply tell you what's happening, but to tell you what to think about it.
And to leave out things that you should know about.
Exactly, and that's how they shape your opinion.
And I don't care whether they're doing it for, I don't care which party they're doing it for.
Mm-hmm. By deciding which facts you can know, they get to decide how you're going to feel. And that's really crucial.
And so consequently, you're being manipulated.
A perfect example of that is another figure from the return. Clinton gave $1,042,000 to charity last year. And the Christian Science Monitor points out that it's more generous than average for people in their bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Average in their bracket is 6.9% of gross income to charity, and they gave about 10, which sounds, you know, pretty a lot.
Except there's the devil in the details.
The details, there's actually two. One is that 1 million of that 1,042,000 was given to their own Clinton Family Foundation. And the remaining 42,000 went to a little outfit called Desert Classic Charities, which happened to cut the Clinton Foundation a check for $700,000 in the same year.
Now,
return on your charitable investment.
Are you saying that 100% of their charitable deductions went to basically found its way back to them?
More than 100%. Because they of the million 42 they gave.
What a return. You know, when I make a charitable contribution, I don't expect a financial return on that.
Exactly.
I'm thinking maybe I'll lay up stores in heaven, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm helping somebody else, and I get the benefit of knowing that. But exactly. I don't expect a financial return on a contribution.
So you give $1 million to your own family foundation.
You know, I don't believe the IRS would let you and me do that.
I don't think so either. And $42,000 to another charity.
Folks, think about that. This is not the. I've heard this in another place. So they didn't give any money to a church or anything, or to the Red Cross, or
nothing that was listed.
No money that was listed that they gave to a legitimate charity. Wow, interesting. Quick break. Right back with John Harrison. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.